Well, following the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Summer Ranch Tour, I'm Leslie Smith. Our trip takes us to Arapahoe as we're at Harrison Cattle and taking a look at their purebred Hereford herd. We're joined by Leslie Harrison. And first off, talk a little bit about your operation here in Arapahoe.
We're mainly a line one herd. We have a huge influence of the Holden Cooper cows. We're partners with Churchill and Holden's on bulls, mainly just a good quality cattle.
What's kind of your marketing program with all your calves?
We're just now starting to sell bulls private treaty. We're going to sell bred heifers in the spring. We're going to calve them out and sell them. In the future, we hope to have a sale or partner with some other people in a sale.
Here at Arapahoe, you can definitely tell the recent rains has helped out things tremendously. Maybe talk about what the transition's been like since, early May to now with the moisture.
Early May, we was dry. We was brown. We didn't have any grass. I mean, we had grass, but it was just dead. In the last 5 weeks, we've had 10 inches of rain. Our grasses went from brown to knee-high now, and it's just been a tremendous for us to get this rain this time of the year.
One thing that you mentioned with your program, you also work a lot with area youth, and maybe talk about how you try and help out area youth get involved and have a cattle project.
Yes, we've got involved with some younger kids. We furnish the heifers, the feed. We help them with their show projects, getting them to the shows, fitting, and all of that. It's been a tremendous benefit to us. It's been fun. And, you know, it's a good deal to help kids that can't afford to do it. And, you know, anybody that's ever thought about it doing it, I would encourage them to help these kids because, you know, we need some younger kids in agriculture. If you look at the stats, the average farmer's 50 to 60 years old. So us guys have got to help some of this younger generation get into it.
Leslie, is there anything else that you want to talk about with today having the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Group out to your place?
We're excited for them to come. We're in the process of building a new house, new facilities. But we jumped at the chance because, number one, we'd like to get our name out there with the cattle that we have, get people to see them. We're going to hire a new hired hand this year to take our cattle and help us with them and take them from where they're at to the next step. I mean, we've done about all we can. We have other businesses, and we need somebody that can work full-time and take care of our cattle and, you know, help us market them and take care of them.
Well, we appreciate the hospitality and having you let us come out and see your cattle today.
Oh, I appreciate it, and we're glad everybody's here.
We've been joined by Leslie Harrison of Harrison Cattle of Arapahoe, Oklahoma, as we bring you coverage of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Summer Ranch Tour on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith.